This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. We'll give you the toll-free call-in line here momentarily where you can join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. The us in studio tonight is Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And wanted to start the show with an update about Alex Wubbles.
Wubbles?
Wubbles?
Wubbles.
Wubbles?
I've only seen it written and then pronounced by other people on this show, and everybody pronounces it slightly differently.
I remember the name.
She's the nurse from Salt Lake City.
Yeah, I remember the last time we talked about it. It was that day that I found the article that the guy died. That was involved in
the guy being the patient whose blood Nurse Wubbles, I'll just call her Nurse Alex, since we don't know exactly how to pronounce the last name. So Nurse Alex was
protecting. But you don't call Bubbles Wubbles.
See, that didn't
it's
get
spelled
bleached.
Completely different.
Boobles.
Spelled completely different because the L comes before the E in Bubbles. But anyway, Nurse Alex was protecting this man's rights by preventing the police from taking his blood in violation of hospital policy. She was then assaulted and arrested. Charges against her were dropped. And then it was, a couple of months after all of this happened when the cell phone, or not cell phone video, the body cam video came out.
Yeah.
And then the police chief and the union guy were like, this video should not have come out, and something, the rights of our officers,
yeah, interfered with investigation and all
right.
that stuff.
The officer was subsequently, after much controversy, arrested. Officer Payne was his name. He was fired by the Salt Lake City Police Department. But the update here is that Nurse Alex has come to an agreement with the Salt Lake City Police Department in which she has been awarded $500,000. Nurse Alex says she plans to use a part of the settlement to advocate for wider access to police body camera footage to the public. She said, "I'm not in the business of setting anyone up for failure. I want us to be successful in moving forward, and I think this is a small step we can provide to enable the potential success if we're going to start asking the police departments to have body cameras." Cara Porter, the attorney for Nurse Alex and her firm, will help with the nurse's goal. Any person in the state of Utah who wishes to obtain body camera footage of an incident involving them will be able to do so. No charge to them, Porter told Fox 13. Thanks to Alex, there will be more transparency. Nurse Alex did not file a lawsuit prior to the settlement. A spokesman for St. Louis Mayor Jackie Biskupski said the settlement was a voluntary move by city officials. Oh, and I'm sure it was because, you know, they were getting a lot of bad publicity because of what one of their officers did.
Well, not only that, one of the key parts of that story to me was the fact that it was a long time before the cell phone video came out.
Yes.
And during that entire period, there was no disciplinary measures taken against the officer.
Any investigation.
No.
Investigation until the video was released to the public.
Yeah, and that's just wrong. Anybody who saw that video agreed that it was egregious.
Right.
I talked to friends of mine in law enforcement who were like, that just wasn't right. I mean, that was horrible. And that was the reaction by, I never saw anybody argue that. You know, nobody defended these guys.
Right. And of the $500,000 going to Nurse Alex, how much of it do you think is coming out of the pocket of former Detective Jeff Payne?
Well, I assume he paid taxes, so probably a couple bucks.
Right, but everybody in St. Louis.
Why don't they sue these people for, like, their pensions and...
That's not allowed.
Like, then they should be able to find the state pays her $500,000, but then revoke his pension.
Not allowed.
Why?
Because immunities.
Let's fix that. Let's pass whatever law, repeal whatever law we got to do in order to fix the problem.
And there have been proposed things, not to this extent, but there have been things proposed in New Hampshire specifically that I know of that would remove some of the various immunities. And you wind up having all of the chiefs of police show up, the chiefs of police association, the various unions show up and say, if you pass this, no one will ever become a police officer because they need all of these immunities. If they are held personally liable, then nobody will ever do the job of police officer.
Society will fall apart. I've heard that so many times.
That's their defense?
That's always their defense. And
that's why we need all of these immunities. They have statutory immunity, which is things that the legislature passes saying you as a police officer, fireman, EMT, fill-in-the-blank government official, you have this immunity. And then there is qualified immunity that just exists because... it exists, and then there's another one that I forget the name of that exists because, well, courts have wound up, you know, based on court law and court precedent, you have these extras. So there are at least three different types of immunity that all of these government officials have. So even if you remove the statutory immunities, there's still two other types of immunity, and nothing really changes.
But, yeah, I agree with Heather, though. I mean, the one way of attacking this issue.
Oh, I agree. It should happen. Right. I'm just saying that
it's not as easy as just change one law.
Right.
And I recognize your point on that. It's a shame because people should be held accountable for their actions. And when somebody screws up, the burden of that shouldn't fall on everybody else, which is what our system is today.
Right. And, Chris, you have a somewhat related, even though not directly related, article about a Marine, former Marine.
No, current Marine,
from,
general.
Well, after this court ruling, I don't know how current he's going to be. Judge from Guantanamo.
Yeah.
Sentenced a Marine lawyer to, some jail time here?
Well, he's going to be confined for at least 21 days for disobeying orders. And this story comes to us from the Miami Herald. Guantanamo Bay Navy Base Cuba, the USS Cole case judge Wednesday found that the Marine general in charge of the war court defense teams guilty of contempt for refusing to follow the judge's orders and sentenced him to 21 days confinement and to pay a $1,000 fine.
So what's this case stem from? Because this is, I remember there was something with the USS Cole, what was it, like a decade ago where it got bombed?
Is that what this is? Yeah, a small ship moved up close to the USS Cole somewhere in the Middle East, off the coast of Yemen, I believe. Yemen or one of the countries over there detonated. Killed some sailors, did some damage, and this is the trial of the people that they say plotted this whole thing.
17 years ago, just pulled up, the USS Cole bombing was a terrorist attack off the coast of Aden, Yemen, that occurred on October 12th, 2000. So again, this was 17 years ago, and just now.
Right. Making it to trial.
Making its way all the way through the courts.
Yeah, this was pre-9/11. This was before 9/11. Air Force Colonel Vance Spath also declared null and void a decision by Marine Brigadier General John Baker, 50, to release three civilian defense attorneys from the Capitol terrorist case. The lawyers resigned last month over a covert breach of attorney-client privilege involving something so secretive at the terror prison that the public cannot know.
We'll get into this more, plus your calls and thoughts. Welcome, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So what do you think is going to wind up happening with Detective Payne? Will he ever wind up going to court in 17 years? This is Free Talk Live.
Don't do what I did and run out. If it's working, don't quit. Why would you stop? Why undo all the good that's been accomplished?
You've got to feed them right for life.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite.
No.
When I get to about 3/4.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order. Dynavite.com.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E. .com.
859-428-1000.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega Fish Oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynovite.com.
I got my Blink Home Security System delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try. Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we're talking about the Marine Brigadier General John Baker, who apparently has been sentenced to 21 days of confinement and ordered to pay a $1,000 fine. Not sure if he's going to serve his time in Guantanamo, but I can guarantee wherever he is serving his time, he's not going to have a very comfortable pillow. Now, speaking of comfortable pillows, Chris, you have one.
I do.
I have one, but do you have one? Well, you can get the most comfortable pillow you will ever use and try it risk-free for 60 days.
My birthday's coming up.
Talking about My Pillow. It's designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. I've been using it for quite a while, coming up on 2 years, I think, and yeah, I can say it's the best pillow I've ever used. And unlike a regular pillow, once this winds up collecting some of your dead skin and dirt over the years, you can actually throw it in the washer, throw it in the dryer, and it's still usable. Go to MyPillow.com. Use code FTL to get your very own MyPillow at half price or get a second pillow free of charge. And remember, if you don't like it for some reason in the first 60 days, you get your money back. And the pillow itself, guaranteed to last 10 years. That's MyPillow.com. Code FTL. We'll get back into the story here in just a second, but first to the phones. We've got Christian calling in from Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hello?
Yep, you're on the air. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I heard something about 9/11, and like the topic you're talking about, I heard that it was a I didn't quite understand it.
Sure, what we were discussing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we were discussing the bombing of the USS Cole, which happened off the coast of Yemen in 2000 before 9/11. So this was
nearly a full year. It was 11 months, basically, to the day prior.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, bombing these days, golly. I just hate how people are doing that these days. I mean, it was such a nice town back in 19-something, but today it's just hell now.
Huh.
What is?
Which
one are you referring to?
Every single bombing there ever was.
Just in general, you're war weary.
I would agree with
that. I'm not sure if that's a crank call of some sort. Definitely had that crank call vibe to it. Let's get back into the article here, Chris. Again, this from the Miami Herald about Marine Brigadier General John Baker, sentenced to 21 days confinement and ordered to pay a $1,000 fine. And what were the charges against him? Contempt for refusing to follow a judge's order. But what was the judge's order?
We'll get into that.
Okay.
But basically, what the other thing that the that he was the Air Force Colonel Vance Spath, who also declared his decision null and void, and he was attempting to release three civilian defense attorneys from the capital terrorism case. So what this really means...
I want to make sure I'm following here. The Air Force Colonel was the judge in this case?
The Air Force Colonel was above the Marine General. So the Marine General was in charge... Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, you're right. He was the judge.
Okay.
And he declared that this decision that Brigadier General John Baker had made null and void, which was to release three civilian defense attorneys. Now, why... The story will get into this, but why do we have civilian defense attorneys involved in this case? Because it is a capital murder case. People were killed, and they are seeking the death penalty against these guys. Wednesday evening, when Baker confined to his quarters in a trailer park behind the courthouse, George Spath issued another order directing the three lawyers, Rick Kamen, Ross Eliades, and Mary Spears, to litigate Friday in the death penalty case against Abdul al-Rahim al-Nashiri, remotely from the Washington, D.C. area, by video feed to Guantanamo. Baker is the chief defense counsel for military commissions and the second highest-ranking lawyer in the Marine Corps. He had excused Kamen, Eliades, and Spear from the case, citing ethical grounds, and refused to rescind the order, prompting the judge to find him in contempt of court. Baker also invoked a privilege stemming from his overnight oversight role and refusing to obey spouse order to swear an oath and testify in his court. So he's feeling pretty strongly about this. The judge's dizzying pace of events, sentencing the Marine general in a 35-minute hearing, then ordering three civilian lawyers to defend the Saudi in his capital case by video link, came as the colonel sought to force the civilian Pentagon-paid attorneys back on the case.
Now, here's a question, and this, you know, definitely is not something that's answered so far. Did the civilian attorneys want to be back on the case?
It seems like no, and there were some concerns that they had regarding this. They weren't just being fired for the sake of being fired. Spath, who had declared they had no good cause to quit, had ordered Kamen, Eliades, and Spears to come to Guantanamo on Sunday with other war court staff for a pretrial hearing. They refused. Kamen, a veteran capital defense attorney who has represented Nashiri for a decade, said Spath's order to travel was an, quote, illegal effort to have three U.S. citizens provide unethical legal services to keep the facade of justice that is the military commissions running.
So the military commissions, I did a little bit of reading here. These were things created in like 05, 06 as some kind of way to wind up not giving all the rights, if you will, to people that are charged with certain acts of terrorism, specifically those connected with 9/11.
Right.
And again, as you mentioned, the attack on the USS Cole happened nearly a full year prior to, but, you know, who in the federal government lets intent of laws wind up actually dictating how they get carried out?
Yeah, and I felt this way when I heard about these things coming about. It seemed to me as one of those ways that the U.S. could stand up and say, look, we're providing everyone charged. This is how great the United States is, with a fair trial. We're setting up this special court system. Well, if that were the case, then why not try them under U.S. law with all the rights of a U.S. citizen? They didn't do that. They made it a point to come up with this new form of, you know, trial, so that they didn't have to follow the letter of the law when it comes to the Fourth, Fifth, the Sixth Amendment. You know what I mean?
Right. Right. Anything to face else. Your accuser, right to actually present a defense.
Right.
We can look at the trial of Private Manning and see that even though he is a U.S. citizen, during her trial, was not awarded all of the rights. Couldn't present a defense. Could not tell the jury, here's why I did this.
Right. And that's military. When you're under the Uniform Code of Military Justice, things are different, and you know that going in.
Right. And they're trying to prosecute citizens under this weird military system thing. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Hello? Anyone there?
Hey! United Healthcare heading your way!
Thank goodness.
Lost in the giant Medicare maze?
It's so complicated.
No worries. United Healthcare has the people, tools, and plans to get you through it, including the only Medicare plans with the AARP name.
I'm so glad you found me.
Need to find a Medicare plan? Get help now at UHCMedicare.com. AARP Medicare plans from United Healthcare. United Healthcare pays royalty fees to AARP. AARP is not an insurer.
With 20% back in rewards on color copies from Staples, you can run your business with confidence. The confidence to leave behind presentations that customers will read, not recycle. The confidence to produce color manuals that'll keep your business in the black. The confidence that your financial forecast will no longer be partly cloudy. Show off your business in full color for less at Staples. Now get 20% back in rewards on color presentations, manuals, and copies. Staples. It's pro time. Visit staples.com/20color. Expires 11/4/17. Exclusions apply.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That is the toll free call in line where you can join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. Or maybe you don't want to call in, but you still want to interact with other people that are listening or watching the show. Yeah, that's right. You can watch the show on YouTube. Go to youtube.freetalklive.com, and YouTube has that built-in chat room where you can interact with other listeners. youtube.freetalklive.com. Talking about the Brigadier General from the Marines, John Baker, who might soon be a former Brigadier General, not really sure, but apparently he wound up dismissing three civilian defense attorneys, and it seems as though the attorneys wanted to be dismissed.
Yep.
There was another judge, Air Force Colonel Vance Spath, who declared the decision to release the civilian attorneys to be null and void, and then wound up telling Brigadier General John Baker, you now go to jail for 21 days and pay a $1,000 fine.
Yep. And one of the attorneys said, you know, Spath's order to travel was a, quote, illegal effort to have three U.S. citizens, quote, provide unethical legal services to keep the facade of justice that is the military commission's running.
Right. And we'll get back into this, but first to the phones, actually to the Skypes, where we've got Stefan calling in from Ohio. Stefan, you're on Free Talk Live with Daryl, Heather, and Chris. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I'd like to speak of the recent truck attack in New York City and some of the responses I've noticed from it.
Sure.
And in a bit of a different response from the president. Now, I'll put this out front that I don't agree with either of these positions, but you'll notice that after a giant shooting in Las Vegas, it was too soon to speak about any type of legislation, whether good or bad, for guns. They wouldn't even open up that conversation. But within hours of this guy plowing into a crowd of people in Manhattan, it's not too soon to politicize the issue, and I am confused as to why that is.
You mean, like, it wasn't too soon for the president to politicize it, or are you speaking
it wasn't too
people
soon
in
to
general?
It wasn't too soon, the president, it wasn't too soon for him or his people to start talking about immigration reform, but after a giant shooting, it's always too soon to talk about gun reform. I mean,
can someone refresh my memory as to this whole, like, truck thing anyway? It's been all over my newsfeed, but honestly, I haven't even had time to click and read the story, so I'm still a little in the dark as to what exactly happened.
Some guy from Uzbekistan came over and rented a truck from the Home Depot, I believe.
Now, hold on. So it's not he came over. He had been here for several years. So it's not like he just flew over, got off the plane, went down and rented a truck.
Yeah, he laid low in Ohio for a while, from what I heard.
Okay, and then he just got into a truck and ran into people?
Well, and he also got at least stopped in Mount Holly Springs, Pennsylvania, where I used to live.
Now, he also, from what I understand, he was driving down like a walking path of some sort.
A bike path.
Yeah. Now, I travel on the bike trails that we have here in beautiful Keene, New Hampshire quite frequently. And one thing that they have that prevents people from driving their vehicles down the bike paths are pylons that basically block off. So You can walk around, you can ride a bike around, but you can't drive a vehicle around.
Sounds like a waste of money to me, but okay.
But if the point is to prevent people from driving, you know, motorized vehicles on it,
yep,
it's going to be effective. Yeah, it's going to be effective.
It's a bollard. I think that's what those are usually called.
Well, what do you make of the fact that the president is having a completely different response to this terrorism as opposed to the terrorism that was seen last month?
Because it's political. It fits his agenda. Yeah, it's politicization of events to benefit where he wants to take the conversation.
And he's been trying to prevent all kinds of immigration since before he wound up getting elected. So, again, it fits his agenda.
Now, to be fair, there have been a lot of presidents who have done the exact same thing. You know, if you look at Barack Obama is almost a 180 from this, right?
Mm-hmm.
So anytime there was a shooting, immediately it was a call for gun control and we need to get these guns off the streets. Yet when we had cases of radical Islamic terrorism, then, you know, we really have to take our time and we need to make sure that this bad person doesn't do anything or was truly responsible and there's no indication of terrorism. You know what I mean, Stefan?
Yeah, and, you know, this is something that I notice a lot of people in the quote-unquote libertarian community are divided on. Like, some would say it is a reasonable thing to fear others coming into the country and wreaking havoc and that we have to prevent, you know, protect our sovereignty. Whereas the other camp says it's worth the risk. And what I notice is a lot of the people who have the opinion of it's worth the risk doesn't even consider that these people might have a legitimate fear of foreign invaders.
Yeah, I think there's, I mean, times are what they are. And there have been around the globe a large number of terrorist attacks. And I call them what they are. I'm sorry if people get offended by that. But people are trying to promote a particular political point of view through violence, and that to me is terrorism.
That is the textbook definition of terrorism. Now, to, you know, sort of a broader point, if you look at the actual crime statistics of, you know, where do people that commit crimes come from, you'd see that people that were born and raised in the United States commit violent crimes at higher rates than people that immigrate to the United States from elsewhere. So, you know, if you're trying to be, and I'm not saying that you're necessarily falling in this camp, Stefan, but, you know, most libertarians try to say they promote individualism, but yet they will use collectivism when it suits them.
When it's convenient.
So, you know, I think people need to be a little more consistent in what they're actually supporting. So if you're supporting, treat everybody as an individual, then you can't in the same breath then turn to collectivism.
Well, I guess you would use the term voluntary collectivism for me. You know, nothing coercive, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I'm like that. Go ahead.
Too.
Yeah, I don't. We keep talking over each other. I don't see a real issue with being careful. If you're going to have a state, unfortunately, borders are a function of states. If you don't have a state, you don't really need any borders, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if you're going to have that, then I understand why they would want to check who's coming in. That's the first thing. The second thing is I believe mostly caused by our own foreign policy. But there is no doubt in my mind that there are lots and lots of people all over the world that would like to come to America and kill Americans.
Well, I think that's largely, as you mentioned, due to the American foreign policy, where Americans like to go around the world and kill people from other countries.
That doesn't change the fact that people do want to come here and kill us. So I can also look at it as sort of a self-defense mechanism. Yeah, maybe we should be a little bit careful about people that are coming in from specific areas that are known to have high populations of people that would like to kill Americans. I get that argument.
But there are a lot of people in America that go out and shoot other Americans, too. I mean, not too far from me. This isn't the incident that just happened in Colorado. There was a Walmart that got shot up like 20 or 30 minutes from me just recently.
I read about that.
Actually. Yeah. Well,
yeah,
it's all too
people.
Common. It's all too common. Thanks, guys.
Yep. Thank you for the call, Stefan. And, you know, as with any kind of, you know, horrible, violent act where, you know, somebody takes a lot of life, the real motive behind it is people don't actually value human life.
Sure.
And, you know, you need to somehow fix that underlying cause to get people to actually value people before trying to figure out, well, let's keep them from using this tool or this weapon. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Plus more on the story here about the Marine Corps brick.
Earlier this year, after many years of conflict over the direction of Bitcoin, the creators of Bitcoin Cash did just what they were told to do. They forked off. Now there are two Bitcoins, the one that is run by the big bank Betsy's, and Bitcoin Cash, the one that stays true to the creator's vision. Bitcoin Cash has surprised many with its relevancy and staying power, and the price reflects it. If you believe that Bitcoin was meant to be a low-cost, easy-to-use, peer-to-peer currency that could bring economic freedom to the world, you need Bitcoin Cash. Get your Bitcoin Cash wallet right now at Bitcoin.com.
If your dog has shedding, dry skin, excessive scratching, I would recommend Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega fish oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Dinovite.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun. which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your bug assault today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Then consider joining Dash. Dash is digital cash. It's a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast. It can be private. It is easy. The fees are low. Transactions are fast and can even be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the network. Join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash, so go to Dash.org and find out why. It's Daryl, Heather, and Chris, and we're talking about the Brigadier General from the Marine Corps, John Baker, who has been sentenced to 21 days confinement, ordered to pay a $1,000 fine for having allowed 3 civilian defense attorneys. Basically, it seems as though he allowed them to resign.
Right, to quit the case.
Because, in the words of one of the attorneys, the judge above the Brigadier General ordered them, his order mandating them to travel to Guantanamo to provide defense for some people through basically a military tribunal, was an illegal effort to have 3 U.S. civilians provide unethical legal services to keep the facade of justice that is the military commissions.
Yep.
And, you know, the Brigadier General was like, oh, you want to quit? You don't want to defend these people? Okay, you don't have to defend these people.
Right.
And higher judge than he said, yeah, you can't do that. 3 civilian defense attorneys, you are required to go provide defense services for these civilians from another country who have been charged through a military commission.
Yep. They had no good cause to quit, is what the judge is saying. And this is all about the trial of, trying to find his name, Nashiri, who is accused of orchestrating Al-Qaeda's October 12th, 2000, suicide.
Abd al-Rahim al-Nashiri.
There we go. You could find it in the story.
So Al-Qaeda's pretty much like done now, right? I mean, they've just like fizzled out and turned into like ISIL and ISIS. And
well,
all.
No.
They're still
no,
there.
They're fighting against ISIS and ISIL and... Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so...
Are we funding them or are we funding... I know we're funding ISIS. Do we also fund Al-Qaeda
indirectly.
Still? Indirectly fund Al-Qaeda?
No, indirectly funding the Islamic State right. by... Oh, we missed the target of where we were supposed to drop these weapons, and now they're in the hands of ISIS.
Well, there's been that, and there's been some allegations of direct funding, too.
Right. Well, Al-Qaeda has been designated as one of the rebel factions, and the U.S. military is funding rebel factions.
So directly supporting Al-Qaeda.
In Syria.
Right.
But not in Afghanistan or Yemen. Yeah, it's really, really weird and strange and, you know, it has that sort of late 1980s, the enemy of my enemy is my friend vibe to it.
Yeah, if it gets so confusing that you need like a whiteboard to figure out who you should be funding and who your enemies are, then you've probably gone too far. I'm going to continue this story. Nashiri is accused of orchestrating Al-Qaeda's October 12, 2000 suicide bombing of the USS warship, the U.S. warship off Yemen.
That warship being the USS Cole.
Yep. 17 sailors died and dozens more were injured. He has been in U.S. custody for 15 years and was arraigned in 2011. No trial date has been set in part because the sides were still haggling over what top secret evidence the defense can see as it prepares for trial.
So let me rephrase this for anybody that's playing the home game and trying to follow along here. You've got the U.S. military that has some top secret evidence against al-Nashiri, and some of this they're saying, yeah, you're not allowed to actually see the evidence that we have against you because, see,
national
you're just
security.
A civilian, and national security requires that we not reveal this to you, which means that you probably aren't able to actually wind up defending yourself against it because you can't actually see the evidence. Because
how could
if it's really, you know, that much of a national security thing, they're not going to allow it to actually be presented verbally in court.
But again, and these are some of the issues that these lawyers have have a problem with, and I understand that. You're telling me I have to defend this guy.
Yes.
And my professional code of conduct, if you're an attorney, requires that you give them, even if you believe them to be guilty, the best possible defense you possibly can.
Right. And part of that
is... And here's the U.S. military saying, yeah, we're not even going to show you the evidence we're going to use against them.
Right. And part of, you know, providing that best services possible is you have to request and obtain discovery. And discovery includes all of the evidence against your client. And if you're not allowed to see all of the evidence against your client, how can you defend your client?
What are your thoughts though on like as far as like an attorney goes and what like
if he's
ethics
being charged,
should be like do you think attorneys should like if you think your client's guilty still go and try to fight for the defense like is that like
that's the role of the defense attorney in our court system
think that's a good way as a society to handle
well ideally
it?
I mean, you'd find an attorney that believed in your innocence, but I'm sure attorneys are human, too. You know what
right.
I mean?
But,
and they make mistakes, so even their judgment could be wrong.
But ideally, if there's a civilian being charged with a crime, they would go through the civilian courts, not this weird special thing that was created called the military commissions that you may have heard referred to as military tribunals, to where it's not an actual court. You don't have all of the rights that you would have in an actual court. And part of the rights that you have in actual court is you get to see all of the evidence against you.
Right.
Now, in the case of Ross Ulbricht, he got that like 72 hours before his court hearing, and then he wasn't allowed to actually wind up presenting a defense against a bunch of it.
Right.
But at least he still was able to see the evidence?
And to be really clear, because somebody out there listening is going, what the heck is this guy talking about? Nashiri is the major suspect in a bombing that killed 17 sailors. I get that. I suspect that this guy's probably guilty and a bad dude, and
right.
he killed Americans. None of that's good. But what my concern is with a story like this is if it can happen, if the government can come up with a whole new court system to apply to specific cases that they wanted to apply to, then they can apply that same system to anybody else. If
right.
you're seen as an enemy of the state, if you're seen as somebody who they want to take through a court system in this particular way for whatever excuse they can come up with, this can be applied to any American citizen, and that's wrong. And that's why this kind of thing upsets me. It
yes.
should not happen. We should be so proud of the system that we put in place that we will even apply it to foreigners, where our rights, we should extend our rights to people of other countries just because it's the right thing to do. Mm-hmm. But we don't. The
right.
story continues.
Yes.
No trial date has been set, in part because the sides were still haggling over what top secret evidence the defense can see as it prepares the trial. Also, Nashiri needs to have a court-ordered MRI to see if he suffered brain damage during his 4 years in secret CIA custody.
Secret custody.
He was waterboarded, kept in a coffin-sized box, and subjected to other cruel punishment detailed in the sentence torture report that came out a couple years ago. In his latest order, Spath threatened the three civilian lawyers with a contempt of court finding, too. He told them to appear at 8 a.m. Friday at Military Commission's headquarters in Alexandria, Virginia. The Pentagon will provide a link with the top-secret courthouse in Cuba on Friday for a hearing expected to take testimony from an unnamed witness, and would also set up, quote, secure terminal equipment, unquote, for the accused terrorist, Nashiri, if they wanted to consult, the order said. Spath issued the order to the three civilians more than 6 hours after he sentenced the general to 21 days confinement in his quarters, which happened to be in a trailer behind the war court compound called Camp Justice. On Thursday, a federal judge holds a hearing on whether to halt the war court hearings because Nashiri lacks a learned counsel.
And that Thursday that it's referring to is today. So maybe there's an update, possibly not entirely positive. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, what's going on with Facebook? How do their algorithms control the world?
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.